USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has made a brief but historic visit to North Korea. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
We went and met at the line, and in meeting at the line, I said, would you like me to come across? He said, I would be so honored.
President Trump referring to his meeting in the demilitarized zone between the North and South, where he steps up face-to-face with North Korea's Kim Jong-un and the smiling men shake hands before walking into North Korea.
Stepping across that line was a great honor. A lot of progress has been made.
The president says the two leaders have agreed to resume nuclear negotiations and that he hopes to host Kim Jong-un at the White House soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Closing arguments will begin on Monday of the trial of a Navy SEAL who's accused of murdering a terrorist prisoner. Defense attorneys for Edward Gallagher rested their case on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. And call them, 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
President Trump touts the important relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, despite the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells CBS's Face the Nation he disagrees.
I led the effort to sanction MBS, the Crown Prince. There is no doubt in my mind that he ordered the killing of Mr. Khashoggi, that he knew about it, that he's done things like that to other people, and that he's been a disruptive force throughout the region. So I'm in a completely different place when it comes to MBS.
A federal judge has blocked $2.5 billion in spending for the Trump administration's border wall. U.S. District Court Judge Haywood Gillum Jr. of the Northern District of California ruled Friday that President Trump's attempt to shift $2.5 billion from the Department of Defense towards the border project was unlawful. The president blasted the decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Pope Francis praised President Trump and Kim Jong-un for briefly engaging in an unprecedented culture of encounter at the DMZ in Korea on Sunday. Speaking toward the end of his traditional prayer and looking over St. Peter's Square, the Pope credited the leaders of the United States and North Korea for promoting peace. I greet the protagonists with the prayer that this significant gesture constitutes a further step in the path of peace, not only on that of the peninsula, but in favor of the whole world, he said. South Korea's Roman Catholic community has been advocating engagement with North Korea. Critics have said North Korea persecutes Christians, but the regime is claiming that religious freedom is allowed. The Disney Pixar sequel, Toy Story 4, has a friend with the box office. USA's John Clements reports.
My name is Gabby Gabby, and this is my very good friend, Vincent.
Woody, pleasure to meet you.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Woody.
Friday ticket sales, as reported by Variety, indicates Toy Story 4 took in another $17 million, and that was after collecting $118 million in its inaugural weekend, after topping more than $167 million in its first 6 days. Annabelle Comes Home was second with $6.6 million, followed by Yesterday, coming in third at $6 million in sales. Aladdin was fourth at $2.8 million, followed by Secret Life of Pets,
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.